Adam Cravens, and Jane Ellen watch more movies each month than most people do in a year. Parental guidance suggested reviews new movies in theaters with no spoilers promise. These film nerds know their stuff.
Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And you saw...
a movie that, on the surface, reminded me a lot of Star Wars.
Really?
There's a curmudgeon-y old Harrison Ford in a furry companion.
Huh.
One might assume it was the Solo movie. It was not.
It was not.
No.
Was it Harrison Ford as the Shaggy D.A.?
No, just Harrison Ford. He's being curmudgeon-y and grumpy.
He does that.
And, like, honest to goodness, if you want curmudgeon-y, you can get no better than Harrison Ford.
And Clint Eastwood.
True.
I'd like to see them both just being curmudgeon-y in a movie together.
I'd say, remakes being all the rage that they are now, I think it's about time we do a Grumpy Old Men remake with Harrison Ford and Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would add, just put them in Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau's roles. I would absolutely watch that movie several times. And I think a lot of other people would. Get Eastwood to direct it. That guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I totally am with you on that. He named one of his children Willard.
Clint Eastwood or
Harrison Ford.
Okay. So Willard Ford?
Yeah.
Sounds like a place like in a really nice city that you would have bought your car from. Come down to Willard Ford.
So I just was Wikipediaing him because I did not recall how old he was. He is 77. And
about to start filming Indiana Jones 5.
Love that. So his children are Ben and Willard, and his grandchildren are Waylon, Eliel, is that one of like Superman's father's name, Eliel?
I believe that was one of the L's, yes.
Okay.
Jor-El and his great-grandfather, Eliel.
Juliana and Ethan.
It almost sounds like the members of a country band.
Yeah, it does. Very interesting.
I wonder what kind of grandpa he is.
Wow, now I'm looking at his kids. That's Harrison Ford's kid. He looks like... this guy looks like he was a child star in something, and now he's like an older version of him, but I can't tell you what child star he looks like. You know what I'm saying?
I can buy that. It's like when you see Ralphie from Christmas Story now.
Yeah.
You're like, well, he looks vaguely familiar. And then you realize you're like, oh, that's Ralphie.
Yeah.
Ralphie's still acting?
Anyway, Call of the Wild.
Call of the Wild.
Did you see the footage of... not Andy Serkis and Harrison Ford acting out a scene?
No, but I have a feeling that...
okay, talk about the movie.
Seeing King Kong and Gollum himself interacting with...
But it was not Andy Serkis.
Indiana Jones and Han Solo. I would totally pay to watch that video. Honest to goodness, if you're a purist of the book, like if you're one of those people that doesn't think like you should edit anything out of a book when translating it to film... this thing clocks in at, like, I think an hour 30, an hour 40. So they're clipping significant chunks, like, out of the book for this. And it was written in, what, 1903, something like that. So there's been enough people that have probably read this thing. And like I said, if you're one of those people that watched, like, Chamber of Secrets and you're like, why didn't they just put all of it? Or, you know, you got to Order of the Phoenix and you're like, How is this movie as short as it is? You may take issue with that. Or if you're a kid nowadays, there's a really good chance that you didn't even know that it was based on a book.
By the way, I was just being a little Miss Smarty Pants. I didn't realize that the dog really was Andy Serkis.
Yeah, I thought you knew that.
No, I just...
yeah. The dog is very... I don't know that they didn't intersperse it occasionally with like a real dog, but there is a... heavy amount of CG, like the Lion King remake, the recent one remake, like heavy amount of CGI in this film.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, it's on Twitter, and I just saw it for like 2 seconds. Maybe it was a 10-second thing, and it's a scene where Harrison Ford's character is talking to the dog because the dog has his hat. And so the dog backs away from him, and he stands up to reach for the dog, and the dog has his hat. And it was just hilarious because I just want to see that movie.
You want to see the movie without any of the CGI?
Yes.
It's a lot cheaper movie, like, honest to goodness. Like,
and Harrison Ford's just there with motion capture Andy. But I didn't realize it was, because in the event you don't look at a lot of this stuff, the motion capture suit, it covers all of you, and then when you have a large hat in your mouth, I just didn't see his face.
Basically, it's a skin-tight leotard with dots mm-hmm. all over it. So you kind of look like a weird circus clown, maybe-ish, mm-hmm. kind of, sort of.
So that is one thing that I heard, and that I thought as well. I understand why it's hard to do actual dogs in movies, especially because they grow. But if
Well, I mean, and, like, a lot of the stuff... Okay. There's a finite amount of things you can do if you're using, like, you know, horses or dogs or anything before you get to the point where, like, it's probably considered animal abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of stuff in this movie I really don't think you could have achieved if you had used real animals for the – like, if this movie was shot – 15, 20
years
ago.
You know, back in the day, we got to trip them horses and then shoot them.
Whenever, well, that's what we do.
That's what we did.
Like, I can only imagine how many, like, back in the, what 60s and 70s when
it's
every
not
other
funny.
Show.
It's not funny, but that's what really happened.
When every other show was a Western,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you there are some horror stories about what happened to some of those horses.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm, again, you're right. It's not funny, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Could you imagine... Someone working on a film today with real animals talking to the people who made, let's say, a John Wayne film where you've got the horses and the Indians and they're all running at each other.
Or you go back
and
like Lawrence of Arabia when those big, and they're like, well, how did you achieve that? Well, we had to get 200 horses
and
we had all these
them.
Men. And then, you know, you get to them down there like, how'd you do it? Oh.
Wires.
We just pushed these buttons on this computer there.
No, we tripped the real horses, and then a lot of them broke their legs. Couldn't help that.
How'd you achieve that scene in Braveheart? Well, we had to get about 30 horses. That would you do that? Well, we moved the mouse around. We right clicked on this.
It is fascinating. I'm glad it changed, but it's also fascinating that those people at that time probably thought, oh, it really kind of sucks for the horses, but how else are we going to do it? And now it's like, I can't believe you even thought that was okay.
Well, I mean, again, there's a whole lot of stuff. For example, Disney cartoons that were made in the 40s. That they thought it was okay. You can say that about German people? Yeah,
apparently
it's fine. If you're at war with them, it's fine. It's okay.
The Japanese. Oh, they love that.
They're all right. They think it's hysterical, yeah, too. We asked them. We ran it by.
It's all good.
they laugh.
Back when racism was funny. It's not funny. I think anyone listening here knows we do not approve. But, yeah, it's interesting how things change, and I'm glad they do. You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by Hints and Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about a real movie in the theater. This is a movie you need to watch probably in high school, because a lot of people had to read the book.
True story.
Jack London's Call of the Wild.
Well, I will also say that this is a film that, and again, being a father of a multitude of children, it is a movie that you can take the family to. And it's not about, like, and I'm guilty of this because I take my kids to see, like, every Star Wars and Marvel movie that, like, hits the theater. It's not all about, like, explosions and bombast and, like, epic super battles. Like, honest to goodness, this feels like a movie that would have been made in, like, the late 70s or mm-hmm. something like that.
With Kurt Russell.
And truth be told, it probably, like, has and or was, like...
And will be again.
Probably a couple of, like, television adaptations. I wouldn't be surprised if there's not an animated adaptation somewhere out there.
Do you remember where it was set?
Not directly.
In the Yukon.
There you go.
However, I did think that the dog was more of a husky type of dog because of where it took place. And the Andy Serkis dog looks just more large dog-ish, maybe?
I don't even think that's a real breed. I'm pretty certain.
Is that not? I thought it was a husky wolf-type dog, or maybe a mix or something, because it's wild, isn't it? Like, the dog is part wild.
And that's what's calling it?
Yes. This one looks like it's not that.
Well, I guess they did take some significant liberties. And
but
it's
why
been...
that?
But why take liberties
because
with the dog?
It's the Gold Rush, and it's the Yukon, and it's sled, moosh, moosh. I mean, those are the dogs that do that.
Why
I'm not opposed to this.
Maybe to set itself out apart from, like, the multitude of adaptations. Possibly, maybe. I don't know.
All right. I'm
offering my potential explanation.
Did you like it?
Yes. It is, like I said, it's a movie you can take your family to see, and like you don't. These are not the films that tend to make it into theaters. Like I said, it's the budget is significant enough. Like, I'm not saying it looks like it was cheaply made, but it's not your standard, like Sonic the Hedgehog. About 2 weeks ago, my family and I went to see very different
also
film.
Voiced by Harrison Ford.
I don't think that's true. No. Now I want, like, if they do a sequel, like, and you're throwing like Knuckles in there, I would absolutely pay to see Harrison Ford voice one of the, like, just a curmudgeon-y old, like, no, what are you doing, son?
Him. Oh, and Bruce Willis has got the gravel going now as well. And, of course, Tommy Lee Jones always had it.
I think Tommy Lee Jones, like, invented the gravel. Like, and he's old enough that he probably could, like, in as much as Betty White predates sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Lee Jones, he's up there.
I would enjoy seeing all of those curmudgeons. Just, I'd watch a movie about them griping about things.
It's just them sitting on their front porch, like spraying at kids, telling them to get off their lawn, complaining about
which
things.
Which is, by the way, Adam's dream.
Oh, my goodness. Me and Tommy Lee Jones. Be like, tell it to me again. Get off my porch, son. I do not tolerate your tomfoolery. Say it again, Tommy. Say it again.
Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery.
Yeah. So there it is. Go see Call of the Wild. That way, see that instead of the Cliff Notes. By the way, I never used Cliff Notes, ever. It became like a badge of honor to me. I will not resort to Cliff Notes. I will read the book.
I had to do it for a couple of Shakespearean plays.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I would get...
Oh, I slogged through Marcus Aurelius.
I would get lost in some of the prose, and I'd just be like, wait, what's going on here? Did use it for a couple of those. But...
And then read it 8 more times, Adam, and then you'll get it.
I mean, I could, but...
But you didn't.
I had procrastinated, and,
I see.
And I only had a finite amount of time, and I needed to sleep, too.
Mind you, I am still over the fact that I read the book True Grit and watched the movie True Grit, and yet...
Which one?
I was in high school.
Fair enough.
The only one that counts. Anyway, and I got a B+, but my friend Jay, who did not read The Great Gatsby and only watched a few minutes of the movie, only used Cliff Notes and got an A, and I'm still mad about that.
Can we pause for a moment where you gloss over the Coen brothers' adaptation of True Grit with the dude himself? Are we saying that it has no... I'm not saying that...
I'm trying to think if I've actually seen
that
it.
That John Wayne, like...
I must have seen it.
I'm not saying he laid down when he did his True Grit, but honest to goodness, as far as remakes go or, like, reinterpretations, that's kind of the way you do it. I loved that film.
I know, but what I want more movies like that where just someone is cast because they're... I don't know, Joe Jonas or something. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, we're going to have all these other actors, and then, hey, the kids like this one. Let's put them in.
I don't think they should remake True Grit with Joe Jonas, though.
Because, see, Glenn Campbell was in the other one. It's like, hey, kids like him. Let's put him in there.
Well, we'll just throw it
at him. I should have taken you for a kneeler. That's a line from True Grit. So I want to see more of that.
Matt Damon was in? You legitimately?
Okay, I guess I legitimately have not seen it.
Oh my god!
But still,
you need to borrow that from me. Like,
wait a minute, you own it? Whoa!
I know, it's a surprise. That the guy that has a movie.
How
podcast,
many versions of it do you have?
I have the DVD. I have the Blu-ray. They have not released them on 4K yet, so I don't have those, and I don't know that either of them ever made it to Laserdisc. So I don't have those.
He air quoted laser.
I do have the VHS of the original.
As do I. Actually, I think I finally got rid of it because I did. Anyway.
I know it has nothing to do and this wasn't a Western, but seriously, if you guys have not seen the, and when I say the new, it was made in like 2010, so.
It feels like the new one to me.
The new one that was made 10 years ago, you should seriously check that out. Like True Grit, the Coen Brothers version was actually really good.
Well, the Coen brothers are pretty good.
I mean, they have a body of work that is significant.
So what's coming out next? Do we know?
There's,
you haven't seen Birds of Prey, and I hear it sucked. So,
well, it's probably already out of theaters. Oh, or maybe they've changed the name again. now it's Prey for Birds.
Like now, Adam.
Carly Hinn or...
Cats or birds? Cats birds. And birds of prey.
Cats eat birds.
Yes, now that would make things.
It's a crossover movie that no one would watch. That's basically that's just a money pit right there. Like, want to lose $80 million? Put it into this.
Take just some of the songs from Cats, get it into the storyline of Birds of Prey, and let's just watch what happens.
Again, millions upon millions of dollars are lost. People are fired. Warner Brothers has to drop its stock price. Just it ends badly. There's no way that ends.
So before
positive.
You know it, Warner Brothers doesn't have a frog anymore.
Or Disney buys them. That's what happens nowadays.
Anyway, eventually some new movies will come out, but Call of the Wild surprised the producers. They thought it would do well, but it did really well.
Well, people like Harrison Ford, not for nothing.
Jenna, she loves her some Harrison Ford.
I mean, not so much like nowadays, but like back in the 80s and 90s, like if his name was on something, like it was going to make 150, like 100 million, mm-hmm. 200 million, like Jack Ryan, Han
the
Solo.
The only person who doesn't like him is Alec Baldwin, and I can understand why.
Well, I mean, he did kind of steal his franchise from him.
Yeah, and a part of me is upset for him over that.
I mean, listen, Hunt for Red October is a good movie, and he's actually a good Jack Ryan in mm-hmm. the movie. But to be fair, I also really like Clear and Present Danger and Patriot Games.
I like all of them.
But I also like Some of All Fears and Jack Ryan, Shadow Rooker. I really like everything that has the name Jack Ryan on it. I have mm-hmm. not disliked any of the Jack Ryans. And in so much as there's a multitude of James Bonds, like I think there's merit to almost all the...
Mm-hmm.
How do you pluralize that? Jax Ryan?
Yes, like, Jax Ryan.
Is it like Attorney General?
I think it'd be funny if Harrison Ford now played Alec Baldwin's character from Beetlejuice.
He just goes back and like remakes all of Alec Baldwin's movies to set him off.
Yeah, just to be annoying.
They re-release like 30 Rock, but Harrison Ford plays Jack Donaghy in it. They just digitally remove Alec Baldwin.
Funny.
That's really expensive. But funny. Yeah,
but
it'd be funny.
Anyway, we will return again next week with a movie, whether you like it or not. This is Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.